Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our consideration together today is the reading previously read, especially these lines. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. And he went throughout all Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons. Fresh from his victory over Satan's temptations in the wilderness, Jesus begins to preach. His first sermon recorded by the evangelist Mark is short and to the point. The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. It is preaching with authority, preaching that takes captive the fishermen, Simon and Andrew, James and John. They leave their nets and their boats, and they follow the Lord to be fishers of men. The authority of our Lord's preaching is put on display in the synagogue, for he teaches with an authority unknown to the scribes. His preaching causes the gates of hell to quiver, for it is a proclamation that heralds the coming of the kingdom of God. Make no mistake about it. The kingdom of the Lord Christ never simply annexes neutral territory or takes over unclaimed terrain. The kingdom of Christ defeats the kingdom of the evil one. The kingdom of Christ displaces the kingdom of Satan. The kingdom of Satan cannot coexist with the kingdom of God. The scribes might not know who this new upstart preacher is, but the unclean spirits certainly recognize him. One cries out, "What do you have to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus silences this confession of the demon. He has come in the flesh to destroy the work of the devil, not to give him an opportunity to speak. Mark tells us that Jesus' fame spread throughout Galilee. The whole town shows up, drawn to see this man who heals the sick and liberates from demonic captivity. When and where Jesus preaches, Satan wants to have his say as well. Luther once said, "Where Christ appears, there the devil starts to speak." And that is why Martin Luther understood the pulpit to be the battlefield between the Lord Jesus Christ and the old evil foe. Or as Heiko Obermann says, for Luther, a sermon was an apocalyptic event that set the doors of heaven and hell in motion. For you see, the devil fancies himself to be a preacher too. Satan always tries to get a word in, as he did when he set up his own pulpit in Eden. And with that cool and calculating sermon, made that homiletical move. Did God really say? His tactics are not new. To occupy the preaching office is to engage the tempter in battle. To be sure, it is a war of words, but God has armed you with his word, the word of truth. No other weaponry, no matter how clever, will suffice in this struggle. To preach Christ, to preach Christ crucified is to do battle against Satan. Preaching is no detached religious lecture, no soothing inspirational meditation, but a declaration of Christ's victory over sin, death, and hell. Satan is not troubled by platitudes of piety, by 10 ways to fix up your life kinds of sermons. He knows that your piety is like a puff of smoke, and your attempts at spiritual self-improvement are likely to end up with despair, or even worse, self-righteousness. But the coming of the kingdom whose king reigns on a cross and who exercises authority by extending mercy, that is another matter altogether. Satan cannot help but howl out in protest when the word of absolution, of forgiveness of sins, is spoken. And so Jesus will not permit the demons to speak, because they know him. Even the demons believe that God is one, says St. James, and they shudder. But that does not make them confessors. Satan can quote scripture, but that does not make of him a preacher of the gospel. Jesus exercises his authority over Satan. Jesus' words unplug deaf ears and loose mute tongues to confess his mighty works. But these same words tie Satan's tongue. That is what the preaching of the foolishness of the cross does. Where the living voice of the gospel is going on, there the crucified and risen Lord Jesus Christ is himself speaking. He speaks a word of forgiveness, and where there is forgiveness of sins, Satan has no say. Where there is forgiveness of sins, the voice of the accuser has no authority, for the blood of Christ cleanses you from all sin. No unclean spirit can hold you captive, because Christ has washed you with his blood in holy baptism. Your life is hidden, hidden in Christ, hidden with him, to whom all authority in heaven and on earth has been given. By his cross, he has triumphed over principalities and powers. He has rescued you from the kingdom of darkness and has given you the inheritance of the kingdom of light. Satan has no claim on you. The gospel that has opened your lips to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father renders Satan silent. He has no right to accuse or threaten. His doom is sure. One little word shall fail him. And that little word is the word of the gospel, the word of Christ crucified. Where the truth of the cross is proclaimed, the father of lies is muzzled, and your lips are unloosed to preach that Christ for our comfort and our salvation. Amen. Peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.